Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Two of the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Got James, Seth, Laura, Beth, a whole bunch of us here. We're going to have some fun this hour. Tom Heiser is going to join us in a little bit with our monthly veterans update. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. Got some entertainment news around the corner as well. But it's a Monday in the 10 o'clock hour. We know what that means. Tell me something
good. Good morning and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR, sponsored by the Hotel Mead. This gem in our community offers not just a great night stay, but hosts many fun activities throughout the year. Check out what it has to offer on their website, www.hotelmead.com. Halloween has been laid to rest for another year, but one of the symbols associated with it keeps on going.
Right into the oven for some delicious pie.
Let me squash that right now.
Pumpkins do tie the autumn season with Halloween. You guys had way too much fun with that.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was practicing all night.
Pumpkins do tie the autumn season with Halloween, as many families carved jack-o'-lanterns for the holiday, but this gourd has many great qualities beyond just being a candle holder or a pie filling set.
Not that it needs to be anything more than that, but I'm just,
bet it
just
does,
saying.
But, yeah. You know, according to the Mayo Clinic Health System's website, pumpkin is nutrient-rich due to its bright orange color. This orange color comes from beta-carotene, an antioxidant and precursor to vitamin A, meaning beta-carotene is converted to vitamin A in the body.
Oh, cool.
Pumpkin is an excellent source of vitamin A, with one cup providing 245% of the recommended daily intake. That it one piece of pie, right?
Wow, there you go.
One cup of
another reason
pumpkin.
To eat pie.
Vitamin A is important to preserve vision, fight infections, maintain healthy skin and bones, and regulate cell growth and division. Pumpkin is also low in calories and a good source of fiber, containing 50 calories and 3 grams of fiber per one cup serving. It's also an excellent source of potassium at 564 milligrams, which helps your muscles contract, regulate fluids, maintain normal blood pressure, and balance minerals in and out of the body cells.
Pumpkins be good for you.
In
other words, they are really good for you.
I've mentioned before how much I enjoy this segment, the things that you and Melissa started off doing, how Melissa did a great job with it, and how you've picked up the mantle and just run with the ball. And I love what you're doing with this segment, Beth, but I don't know if I've had a more favorite segment. I love pumpkin. I talk about that a lot. I've mentioned that plenty of times. I don't know that I've ever really thought about the health benefits of pumpkin, and I can take this and just bring this right to my mother. Right to it.
See?
I do eat something healthy. I do. I have proof.
The pumpkin part of the pumpkin pie.
Of course,
And all the other things you add to it. So, because you can use pumpkin for more than just a pie, the website had a great recipe that you can use for breakfast that doesn't include much sugar.
Ooh.
Or actually doesn't include any sugar, but still tastes good. It's pumpkin oatmeal.
Okay.
This recipe serves too, so you can either make the whole thing and refrigerate some for later, or half the recipe to have just a single serving. So in a 2-quart saucepan, combine 3/4 cup water, 1 cup skim milk, 1 small chopped apple, 1 cup old-fashioned oats, 1/2 cup of canned pumpkin, pure pumpkin puree, not the pumpkin pie filling.
So very important,
When you're at the grocery store, they're right beside each other. Pumpkin pie filling has all of the spices and sugar in there. Pure pumpkin is simply the pumpkin pureed.
Yep.
So you want to make sure you get just the pure pumpkin. You're going to have a half a cup of that canned pumpkin. And then you're also going to add 1/2 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice. Bring all of that to a boil. Cook and stir for 5 minutes or until the liquid has been absorbed. Remove from the heat, stir in 1/4 teaspoon vanilla extract, topped with chopped pecans or other toppings, and enjoy.
Ooh, that sounds really good, especially with the nuts.
Is there a chocolate oatmeal?
You
could make oatmeal with chocolate. Yeah.
Outside of that, this is the best oatmeal I've ever sounded.
Yeah, right. Yes.
And what sweetens it, because you know oatmeal on its own does not have a lot of good sweet flavor to it, is that apple. When you chop up that apple,
a little bit of vanilla,
and that little bit of vanilla, that's where the sugar is, because it's a natural sugar right out of the fruit, which is better for your body than all of the processed white sugars that you find.
Just a good point about the getting the right filling.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, I also found some other recipes that are good and healthy and aren't pie that you can use pumpkin for. So how about healthy pumpkin cookies?
Yeah. Well, I'm okay with cookies too.
Right?
Yeah. Cookies? I'm okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cookies are good, right? I found this recipe that only has three ingredients, and it's online at thebigmansworld.com. Isn't that a great
website address? But okay,
So the first thing you want to do is preheat that oven to 350 degrees and line a large baking sheet with parchment paper. In a large mixing bowl, combine 2.5 cups rolled oats, 2 cups pure pumpkin, again, not the pie filling, and 1/4 cup pure maple syrup.
Ooh.
And mix that well. If you're going to, you can add chocolate chips. You can fold those in so it becomes more of a pumpkin chocolate chip cookie.
Right.
Using your hands, form into small balls and place on the baking tray and press the ball into the cookie shape. This should make about 12 cookies. You're going to bake that for 10 minutes. Remove, allow to cool on the sheet. Allow to cool on the sheet, James.
Yeah, it's a good note. It's going to
be very hot, so be careful.
You really needed to tell me that, yes. Those sound so darn good.
Don't they?
Yes.
Three ingredients, simple to make. I've done this using banana rather than pumpkin, but you can get even more health benefits, it sounds like, from that pumpkin.
Right.
You get that beta carotene that helps with the...
And the potassium, which you would get from bananas too. Yeah,
exactly. So
really don't talk a lot about the health benefits of pumpkin enough.
We don't.
That's really impressive.
So this is the way to get your veggies in rather than just your fruit.
Oh, see, this would be even better, James. You could just say to your mom, look, this cookie, veggies, beta carotene, vitamin A.
Once she helps me make it, I cannot wait to just point that out. Yes.
So Fantastic. We've talked about breakfast. We've talked about a dessert. How about a meal?
All right. Let's do it.
Includes pumpkin as a ingredient. Pumpkin white bean chicken chili.
Hmm.
This recipe comes from onceuponapumpkinrd.com. So there's a registered dietitian that has a website that she's titled Once Upon a Pumpkin.
Just all such about pumpkin stuff. That's
and
great.
She has a whole lot of different pumpkin recipes there that you can choose from.
Right.
So this one, it sounds a little complicated. You need a few more ingredients, but it really doesn't take that much to do. It's an easy recipe. So you're going to heat 2 tablespoons of olive oil over medium heat in a pot. You know, if you think a large cast iron pot, or if your crock pot allows you to saute things and cook things, that's a great way to do it as well. You add to that 1.5 pounds of shredded rotisserie chicken. And saute for about 3 to 5 minutes, then remove and set aside.
Yep.
This way you don't have to do it from raw.
Right.
If you have that.
It's already cooked chicken.
Exactly. Yep. And so it's kind of just reheating it and getting it there again. So in the pot, heat another 2 tablespoons of olive oil over medium heat. Add 1 medium onion that you've diced up, 3 cloves of garlic that have been minced, and if you like, 1 jalapeno chopped.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the big spice person, so that would not be going in it if I made it, but if my husband over here did.
Well, real quick note, you can do jalapenos with removing the seeds, and it's not as hot, but it adds a great flavor to it.
It really does. So. Yeah, it's the seeds in the jalapeno that really give it that heat.
The heat, yeah.
You're going to cook all of that until it's softened. And then to that, you're going to add 1 teaspoon cumin, 1 teaspoon oregano, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. You're going to reduce the heat to medium and let that simmer so all of those flavors can marinate together. Then you're going to add 5 cups of chicken stock, 1 can of pure pumpkin puree, and 1 can of white beans, and 1 can of chilies. And you're going to let all of that cook up together, you know, so that you get those flavors going.
Mm-hmm.
And in a bowl of a stand mixer using 2 forks, if you've made your chicken, because you can do this using chicken breasts that you saute, and then you can shred those there.
Like doing pulled pork or something like that.
Right.
Pulled chicken, basically, yeah.
But if you, and I know Quick Trip, if they don't sell all the rotisserie chickens. They sell little tubs of shredded rotisserie chicken meat.
Which you can just get one of those.
So it's easy to just pick that up and throw that in. That's one less step you have to worry about. So once everything has been shredded, you add the chicken back into the rest of that mixture with 1 cup fresh or frozen corn and 1 cup of cilantro, and you stir all of that to combine. So this is going to be a good... Mm. Good warm meal on a nice cool day.
It doesn't seem like you're, I don't know, I've never had anything like that before, especially with pumpkin involved. It doesn't seem like you're going to notice the pumpkin too much, but it's going to be there. Right. It's just not, like if you've had, if all you've ever had is pumpkin spice this or pumpkin spice that, when you have original pumpkin, it can throw you a little bit. Well, it seems like that a little like
that. And that's because the spice is specifically the spices that you put together for your pumpkin pie.
Right,
so when
right.
you see pumpkin spice, it's not really just, it's not the pumpkin at all.
It's
pumpkin
just the
spice
flavoring.
Lattes
yep.
aren't,
very disappointing.
aren't a pumpkin latte. They are a spiced latte.
Right.
And that's, I think, what throws people off. We associate that combination of spices with pumpkin pie, which is how it's got its name. But it's mm-hmm. really cloves, cinnamon, and ginger. That's pretty much all pumpkin spice is.
Right.
Between the three of us, okay? Just keeping between the three of us. I did this at an actual Starbucks in Santa Barbara where I tried to order a pumpkin spice latte without the spice, and I really felt like it was a legitimate thing I could do. Like, I really, in my defense, there was like 30 people in front of me ordering like 20 different coffees with everything out of it but the coffee.
Right, right. Like, yeah, exactly.
I thought I could get right. it did not work.
An aficionado of making chili,
yes.
This is amazing, and I totally want to make this now. I'm jazzed. I'm excited. I want to do this.
And you can, when you serve it up in your bowl, you can top it with sliced avocado, which sounds great to me, not to my husband. Jalapenos, again, vice versa.
Yeah.
Great to him, not so much to me. Greek yogurt and cilantro. And enjoy it that way. Or whatever toppings you like with your chili. So this is a nice, what it's called white because your beef chili uses a tomato base. And
right.
that makes it red. Or
right.
brown. So this is white because you're using a chicken stock rather than the tomatoes.
I'm thinking of what this looks like. And with the white beans, I think it looks awesome, actually. Mm. With,
yes.
with the pumpkin, you have a little orange in there. So I think it actually looks very appetizing as well. It sounds really good.
I noticed it says Greek yogurt, Beth. Do you think the type of yogurt is important for that?
Well, Greek yogurt is a lot like sour cream, but it's healthier. So that Greek yogurt is thicker than regular yogurt. And if you get the non-fat Greek yogurt, often does not have sugar added. Most yogurts add sugar.
Right.
I love those little details. That's
yeah.
so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
So once again, I'd like to thank the Hotel Mead for sponsoring our segment. The Hotel Mead looks forward to being your home away from home in central Wisconsin. Book your stay and experience the perfect blend of history, modern comfort, and friendly hospitality. For more information, again, head to www.hotelmead.com. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Excellent.
Oh, another great addition.
Love chili.
Thank
That's
you.
Fantastic.
Chili,
That's
pumpkins,
cool.
pie, all my favorites.
So
cookies.
So hungry.
Yeah.
So hungry right now. I want those pumpkin cookies so bad.
And again, we'll have all of the links to all of those recipes
oh.
and those websites on the show notes.
Sorry. I just thought of something, James, for those pumpkin cookies. White chocolate chips.
Ooh, interesting.
I think that would be excellent with that.
Butterscotch.
Or butterscotch would be even bold. That would be good too.
Yeah. I was thinking of that. Yeah,
anyway.
So
get creative and let us know what you do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Yes, please. Make them and bring them to us. I mean, make them. Have some fun. And be listening every Monday for another edition of The Kitchen's Open. Shout out to Beth and our friends over at the Hotel Mead. Great work.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more show.
Tell me something good.
It's time, everybody, for our monthly Veterans Update with our great friend, Tom Heiser. Laura and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Tom, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having us again.
Always appreciate the time. I have to embarrass her and shout out Laura. Great work on that bumper.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
Fantastic. We
I
love
had a good
that.
Time making that one.
That was a good one. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you joining us, Tom. We got a whole month of a lot of events to get through. I don't want to keep you too long, sir. Let's dive right in.
Okay.
Oh, wait, before I forget, though, Tom. Oh, I almost forgot. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I came across a great story I thought would be great for this segment here, and I've been saving it for like 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
A message in a bottle found during a beach cleanup in Australia turned out to contain letters from two World War I soldiers who launched their bottle 109 years earlier.
Well, that's cool.
No, when we got that initially, it was 1 cent to get that back. Now it's worth a nickel, right?
Yeah, probably. It's a wonderful story. I encourage people to check out involving some vets and just a wonderful story from World War One of all times. It's pretty impressive.
That's groovy.
I encourage people to check that out. I will send you the link, Laura, so we can throw it into the notes.
Thank you.
Tom, we've got our state cross country we were just talking about in our pregame here and everything. A really nice turnout for that.
Oh, it's just beautiful day. And there must have been 10,000 people out there coming and going.
That's awesome.
Girls' event went first and boys went second. Buses were backed up, dropping people off.
Wow.
Wonderful to hear. Really, really wonderful to hear. Got a bunch of other wonderful events going on this month, one of them happening right today.
Yeah, we had the monthly vet breakfast, and that's once a month on the first Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Coincides with here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And tomorrow we have the Allied Vets meeting out at the VFW post. And now Thursday, until the end of November, free flu shots for veterans at the VA clinic.
Oh, that's great.
And if you, people that go there, just be prepared to be in a line.
Yeah. It's a wonderful service to be able to offer our vets, Tom. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Exactly. And then Friday, we have vets in the classroom. Three of us are going to go up there and talk with the students, and they're going to ask us questions about Veterans Day. So we're getting back into the schools.
Yeah.
Monday, don't talk to a Marine on Monday.
Yeah.
That's a Marine birthday. You ask any of them, they'll tell you exactly how many years it was since they started.
Yes.
Make time if you're talking to a Marine or a former Marine on Monday.
You're gonna need a minute, and it's worth it. It's worth it.
It is. And then on November 10th, we also have the VA or the VFW spaghetti dinner. It's an all-you-can-eat deal, and we have a sponsor this year that's paying for all the veterans' meals. So vets eat free.
That's awesome.
Man, that's Cooper Day.
Jinx.
And then on Tuesday, we have the Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And Veterans Day, okay. and then at 1 o'clock, we have the Legacy Stone dedication.
Sure.
And that's going to be held at Assumption High School.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 3 o'clock, there was a stone out at Mid-State Tech with a little plaque on it. They moved that to the front of the school.
Oh, cool.
So now it's more visible. So we're going to have a 3 o'clock ceremony on Veterans Day.
Had some people wondering about that. That's great to hear. That's what's going on with it. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday also is the Morning Joe and Doe over at Stevens Point. And also Auburndale has a program up at Auburndale High School.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 12th, we have the Heroes Cafe.
Yeah.
Now, there's only one this month.
Okay.
Because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's right.
And there's only one in December because of Christmas when those fall. And then they take a little bit of vacation. We'll discuss that future endeavor.
Sure,
Yes.
And also on that day, we have the Quilts of Valor.
Oh, I love Quilts of Valor.
Yeah. That is really cool. The vets get their quilt, and if you have the opportunity, stop in and see that. It's a really cool program.
Especially if you've never seen it before. Yeah. It's a great moment.
And those quilts are made by some fantastic ladies in the area, and they're free to the veterans. So it's really a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
The Veterans Day ceremony?
We have another Veterans Day ceremony at Edenbrook Assisted Living. We go there every year. And then on Wednesday, November 12th, is the American Legion Post monthly meeting. And on the 13th is the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 monthly meeting that starts at 5. And then Rudolph American Legion is that night at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So you say we're a little bit busy.
Yeah. November's going to be a busy month.
We're just in week 2 of November, too.
Yeah, we don't even put deer hunting in here.
Yeah.
And then Friday the 14th is a varsity blood drive out at the VFW post. So, you know, come and donate blood. Every amount that's donated helps 3 people.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just a standard donation.
And it's another one of those things that our VFW hosted just above and beyond. It's really cool to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 20th, we have the VFW Post 2534 monthly meeting. It starts at 6. Friday, November 21st was Grenada campaign ended in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we count the gray hairs on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another one to read up on if you don't know much about that in particular.
Right. That wasn't real big. However, it was another situation.
And the important one to read up on.
And on Sunday, November 23rd, is the anniversary of the United States Coast Guard Women's Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1942 that came in. And there's no Heroes Cafe because it was Thanksgiving week, as we talked about earlier. And on Wednesday, the 26th, we have the Rekindle the Spirit Parade at 5:30. And that is really a large parade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to be...
we'll be there.
Yeah.
We're actually doing a little parade announcing at that one this year.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to seeing all the floats, everybody involved.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's really something how they decorate them up.
Yeah, and, they do a great job.
We lead that. On the 28th, we have the Cranberry Classic basketball game at Assumption. Yeah. And then that Saturday, they also have a... We're there for the Presenting of the Colors.
Yeah.
And then getting into December... We have the December 7th Pearl Harbor Day ceremony at the VFW post.
Sure.
We're one of the few posts in the whole state
that recognizes
that does that.
Yeah.
There's only like, it's under 10, and we're one of them.
I appreciate that you all do.
Mm-hmm.
And then on December 6th, we have the Nakusa Christmas Parade. Mm-hmm. And then December 10th is the Heroes Cafe, and that's the last one of the year.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, which gives us a chance to shout out everybody involved with the Heroes Cafe and how much we appreciate them doing that and how much we appreciate all the people attending it and spreading the word about that event as well.
Yeah.
And that spaghetti feed, like I said, it's like $13 a person.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's on Monday, November 10th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the VFW. Yeah.
It's it is incredible.
Yeah, $13 all-you-can-eat dinner includes spaghetti with marinara and or meat sauce, dinner rolls, salad, assorted dressings, assorted desserts, milk, and coffee.
Speaking as your local Dago, your local Italian, I will tell you it is very good. It is very, very good. It is very well done.
Oh, and it should be noted, they have a cash bar.
Yes, both things are noteworthy. And attending these events or any of these events that Tom just told us about are certainly, we appreciate people doing, we encourage people to do. We also encourage you to spread the word about these events.
Mm-hmm.
Tom joining us on the air does a great job. We try to promote these during the weeks as well, but we all know word of mouth how far that goes. So please spread the word about these events. And every day, whether there's an event or not, you can be an ally, you can be a friend of a veteran.
Yeah.
Very much, Ronnie. We really appreciate people coming up and saying thank you for your service, and we appreciate it. You wouldn't understand, but we do.
Yeah. We appreciate the time, Tom. Thanks for putting up with us and hanging out with us and everything. We'll talk again next month, okay, sir?
We will try to be here as best we can.
Oh, I'm sure I'll see you before the end of the month.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk to you before then.
You're doing things. Yeah. We'll see you.
We appreciate you, Tom. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more or help out with it in any way they can, we're always looking for volunteers, certainly, for these events. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Tom?
Just call our phone number at 715-600-0401, and Sean will answer the phone and answer any questions that you have, and thank you very much for having me again.
Absolutely. Yeah,
appreciate your time. Have a good day.
You too.
We'll be back after our news, sports, and partner break here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Laura, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Shout out to Beth in the Kitchen's Open. That was a great way to kick things off.
Yeah.
And of course, our friend Tom Heiser with the monthly Veterans Update.
Mm-hmm.
Only can play this bumper once a week. So
it's the Monday one for you. Yeah.
As we wrap up Halloween and everything, we wanted to get to a little bit of a celebrity Halloween and some of the dress-up thing that went on with that
one.
I have a couple of, not a whole lot of photos here for you guys. I was trying to find some, but do you have one of Heidi Klum? Heidi Klum seems to never fail at this. She nails this every year.
No, it's true. She does.
If you had the budget of Heidi Klum, I would hope that you would.
I mean, that helps.
That's the whole thing.
But I do feel like celebrities are missing a little bit of the fun of Halloween.
For sure. She's not, but for sure.
I do think there would be something charming about somebody with her budget coming out with like a costume she clearly made. Like, I think there'd be something charming and fun about that.
I agree. I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
And something every celebrity could use, relatability.
Yeah, that's fair.
That is something missing with this, but it is a little fun. Heidi transformed into Medusa with fangs and mechanical snake hair in her hair.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds right.
The body of a snake, her husband, Tom Kalutz, went as a warrior who was made of stone.
That is really cool.
Melissa and Seth, the image of this right now.
Well, that is so good.
But that's actually not that different from... She may be reusing a good portion of that costume because I think she was like a big worm last year.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Oh, that'd be smart.
How about that for relatability?
Sure.
She does not look anything like Heidi Klum. That's the great thing about it.
No, she never does. She does such a good job.
She really, really gets into it good.
Yeah.
She really gets into it. And a very Clash of the Titans vibe, which
yeah, I Oh, absolutely. Bring me more of that. Yeah.
Looking at some others, Lady Gaga, she was at the Garden of Eden, and it's Gardener. It's a reference to her song Garden of Eden.
Oh, okay.
Sounds right.
That's good. Yep.
It was not able to.
It's a good
to,
song.
I don't know if there was any images of this one. I didn't see much.
There we go. Yeah. Let's see it.
See if there. Oh, there we go.
Oh, sure. There is, oh,
that's interesting.
Oh.
Wow. That's an interesting outfit. Goodness.
Far more sword than I was expecting.
Yeah.
But,
very
you know,
cool.
I'm not happy it's there.
Not as big as I thought.
Not as garden. But also, you know, that's a really good song, and it's a solid album. So, like, I'm going to root for Lady Gaga here.
All right.
Kiki Palmer, a wonderful, wonderful, funny actress. She and her son dressed up as Snoop Dogg and Bow Wow.
Spectacular.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Did a really nice job.
Very good job.
Great.
Fantastic.
Janelle Monáe, she was a Cat in a Hat. Julia Fox went as a bloody Jackie O. I don't know
what
that
is. Whoa. Oh, dear. Oh.
Messed up. Okay.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
Ed Sheeran went as Pennywise from It.
Ooh.
Sure.
This one, I've got to. I did not look this one up.
Okay.
I did not have a chance to.
All right, let's see it. We need to, because this one's.
It's got
to
be around here. So.
It's got to be cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
He nailed it.
Oh, wow, that was really good.
He nailed it.
I think he used his real hair.
He did.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
But he put the mask on so that he had the receding hairline still.
I enjoy Ed Sheeran. I like him. I don't know a ton of his music, but I enjoy him as a person and everything. That is the least intimidating Pennywise has ever looked.
That's fair.
There's some such kind thing to his face. He just doesn't look mean. Yeah.
I've seen little kids dress up as Pennywise that are more scary than this.
I have met some horrifying children.
Yeah.
And I don't mean they look horrifying. I mean, these are horrifying children.
But not Ed Sheeran. He just can't pull it off.
He just can't pull it off.
I almost feel bad for him. Like you can't look too terrifying. You cannot do it.
That's goodness.
Paris Hilton, she was Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman.
Oh, hey. That's not bad. We'll take that.
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter went as a bedazzled blonde Wonder Woman. I don't know.
That sounds right.
A blonde Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman isn't blonde.
Yeah, but
get out of here
Wonder
with
Woman
that.
Also isn't normally her, so.
But still, I mean.
Taylor Lautner, he and his wife were Dale and Bernine from Step Brothers. They did a nice job.
Not bad. Not bad.
I saw an image of that one.
I'm pretty sure
pretty
his
good.
Wife is also named Taylor, and it's like a thing they do. adorable.
They nailed that.
That's really good.
They kind of did.
A pretty good job with that one. let's see. Lizzo dressed as she was melty mozzarella sticks from Chili's.
I need to hang on.
No, that is amazing.
What she just straps some cardboard to her back? The dress.
Look, it looks like drippy cheese.
Drippy cheese.
It's like you break open a mozzarella stick, right?
Yeah.
In the middle, and then the cheese oozes out.
It's
that
like
is
the
good.
The mozzarella stick breading is like wings.
Very inventive.
I love it.
If you don't look at the full picture, it doesn't seem that amazing.
You got to see the whole body picture.
You
got
to look at it close. Yeah. That's really cool.
That may be my favorite right there. That's pretty good. And Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian, they were Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Sure.
And as everybody has to do this at least, one couple has to do this every year.
Every year. They were the couple that did it this year. Yeah. You know, there's their past. Is it fine? I mean, he's super skinny, so I guess.
He got it all right. I don't know. I didn't see too many other ones and everything this year, but there were some pretty good ones. There were some all right ones out there.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and look them up if you get a chance, everybody, and have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little lost on me, but I was curious if either of you caught the show at all, especially since it was on for as long as it was. It seems like you can put MTV on for a solid month and see nothing but episodes of ridiculousness.
Yes.
After that, one after another, and well, the show has lasted 15 years, 46 seasons, 1,700 episodes, but it ends in 2026. MTV has officially canceled Ridiculous after 46 seasons.
Ridiculous? That's what it's called?
Ridiculousness. And honestly, it could have been canceled 10 years ago.
Sources say MTV wants to return to shows that are more likely, more like the stuff that they did in the early, more experimental days. Their lineup still includes shows like The Challenge, RuPaul's Drag Race, Jersey Shore, a lot of those. They are slowly guiding away from those.
They're going back to music-oriented television.
Yeah, and there's a rumor, and I know this just because they're doing some casting calls for it and everything, and I've got my name out there. I don't know if I'll get called in, but I got my name out there. They're bringing back a lot of their game shows. Sure. They're bringing back a lot of that stuff and everything.
That's fun.
Okay. My hope is that they bring back Remote Control. I would love
That's a deep cut.
It's never coming back.
It's probably not. People won't even Remote Control, what is that? Yeah. We don't even know what that is. No.
Look it up. It's how we got Adam Sandler. It's one of the smartest marketing ideas I have seen in a very long time. That took them maybe too long to get here and might be even too late. But the idea of what do? You hit on the market. You hit on something you can do that nobody else can. We know this very well. It's how we've stayed alive. We can report on Central Wisconsin better than anybody.
Right.
Whatever we're talking about, weather, sports, news, don't matter. We got it covered better than anyone. That's how you stay relevant. MTV has something that nobody else has. Nostalgia.
Oh, it's got spades.
It's got a ton of that.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to get younger and newer people, which is how every business stays alive. There's nothing wrong with that
demographic, right? Yeah.
It's what that coveted 18 to 25 to 29
or whatever
34.
It is. Yeah.
It used to be 18 to 34. They've really narrowed it down. But
anyway.
They can really traffic in that. They can really hit on that better than anybody.
Right, because they're in a position where that younger demographic wants the same thing as the moms and dads that are trying to watch TV.
Right.
Because we want our MTV back.
Nicely done. Very good.
All the younger generation has heard about is how good MTV used to be because all they grew up with was ridiculousness.
Right. Well, and it's like younger people coming back to radio. Yeah, we have all these playlists that you can build. You've got streaming services all over the place, but there's something different about turning on the radio and listening to just whatever songs are on the radio. You could do that with MTV. I would argue it's the same thing. Yes,
it is.
You can go to YouTube.
That's how it was designed.
Yeah, and watch any video that you want to right now, but there's not that thing, you know, what's next? What's coming up? We don't know, that kind of thing. There's something special, I think, about that. And I think people are missing that.
As much as we love choice, we love it to a degree in certain ways with our entertainment. I want the choice to be able to come home and just hit the flipper. But I want the surprise or the whatever you want to say of...
There's nothing like it.
I don't know what I'm going to come across. Right. Ooh, I'm stopping on this. I haven't seen Shawshank Redemption in a while. You know, and you stay on that or whatever. We do that. It's one of the things that we all grew up with in many ways that so many younger people hear about now they want. So it's not even just that those of us that want that old way of doing things.
No, it just sounds more interesting to them, right?
Yeah. And a final entertainment story here. A new Dr. Seuss book is on the way in time for America's 250th birthday. It's technically not new. It's a completed manuscript that was found in his archives back in San Diego, along with a cover sketch and an art direction for it.
Cool.
Oh, so basically he just didn't finish it, in other words. He had everything ready except for the final product.
It just didn't get made.
It's called Sing the 50 United States and will teach kids the name of each state with the help of the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, that's so
cute. Oh, that's cool. I love that idea.
I wish I had that as a child.
The CEO of Dr. Seuss Enterprises says, quote, uncovering a new work from Ted is like finding a time capsule of his imagination. Sing the 50 United States celebrates his boundless creativity, genius with words, and his genius with words.
Absolutely.
An enduring ability to inspire young readers everywhere. We're honored to share this new Dr. Seuss treasure with readers across America during such a meaningful milestone year. It comes out June 2nd, 2026, and is already available for pre-order if you'd like.
Very cool.
This isn't Dr. Seuss's first posthumous release. His most recent one was the What Pet Should I Get back in 2015.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. That's when archives are fun.
Yeah.
We're fortunate with many of our favorite musicians that we get music years and years later from them and some of that and everything. You don't get it often from authors. I know that, what was it? There was the prequel to To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right, The Night Watchman,
That came out. There's sometimes this happens
a little
bit and everything, but I don't know. Even if you weren't a fan of the author, even if you don't have, you know, any children in your life, I think this is a pretty cool story. Well,
absolutely.
Wasn't the Silmarillion released posthumously?
The Silmarillion? Yes, it was.
Thank you.
Because J.R.R. Tolkien never finished it in his lifetime. Yep. So his son, that's Christopher, did it.
Good call. It's just a fun story to me. Yep. I think that's an interesting one. We will take a timeout. We'll come. Oh, no, 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 no. I had one more
just
thing.
Oh, what? Wait, hold on.
I'm just off today.
I'll hold the honest, phone as they say.
Stay tuned.
Is that what the kids say today? Hold the phone?
So
for sure, that's what they're saying.
I realized way too late that my laptop here is a touch screen. And so when I try to move my thing here sometimes.
I was here when we discovered that.
I close things too often. I closed our recipe thing. I wanted to remind everybody that we're collecting recipes for
Yes, we are.
Now, we have our 85th anniversary that we are celebrating all November long. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday is our official anniversary.
It is.
Wow.
Just
85 years.
Just between all of us, I am looking to get some special guests on. I'm in the work. It's in the works. It's behind the scenes. Cool. But we'll see what happens with that. But here's hoping. Everybody cross your fingers. Otherwise, we will be celebrating all month long. And part of our big celebration is our anniversary cookbook.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is indeed.
I'm very excited about this.
We need more recipes. In fact, I need to submit a recipe. I just realized that. I have not done that yet. I need to do that.
I haven't either.
Well, I think we should get on that because we're going to be cutting that off soon.
I
figured I could still sneak it in cookbook. After.
We'll get it in. We'll get it.
Make sure to get yours in and make sure you out there get yours in, everybody. Go to WFHR.com and sign up for our newsletter and go ahead and submit your recipe. It won't be the same without you. No, if your recipe is submitted, you'll get a free edition of the cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. Excellent. WFHR.com. We'll come back after this break and wrap up the show. Morning show at WFHR.
Coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, and James here to take you to the top of the hour. Got nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you throughout the day. Since some of our listeners out there are hearing us and not being able to hear our good friend Jane, mm-hmm. I do want to send a shout out to her.
Jane announced this morning on her show that's on the other civic media radio stations across the network that she is retiring after 44 years in radio. Come December. So congratulations to her on her retirement. And thank you so much for doing us the honor of working with us for all of this time.
Whether it's a moment or it's, you know, a lot longer than that. And anybody who has ever worked with Jane, she's one of your favorite people you've met in this industry.
Yes,
she's
absolutely.
And one of my favorite voices of all time.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned class act, that's exactly what she was.
Yeah.
Or is, I should say. Very much a class act.
I love you, Jane. Great work. Great working with you.
Huge ups. I'm a humongous fan, and thank you for all that you did years and years ago when you started in radio.
Yeah.
Woman to woman, thank you.
There you go.
We also want to thank our good friend Beth for joining us with the Kitchens Open earlier. That was a lot of fun. Shout out to the Hotel Meet. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Tom Heiser with the Veterans Update.
Yeah.
As a fun, great...
Busy Mondays. We like busy Mondays around here.
Yeah, we do. And we've got a great jam-packed day lined up for you as well. As I mentioned before, civic media programming throughout the day here, as well as coming up a little bit later on the Rapids Report, we're going to be talking to Juliana.
Yeah.
She is from Park Place Adult Day Services. We'll be talking about them and their anniversary coming up.
Very cool.
Looking forward to it. Be sure to join us for the Rapids Report at WFHR.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a great edition of Playmakers lined up for you today. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5 over on 105.5. Looking forward to talking sports with everybody. I don't know what we'll talk about.
Been anything going on?
Not much. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to join us today, 4 to 5 on 105.5. Bring us your sports takes and feelings. And here at 97.5 FM, we're going to have some Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Campbell at 6:30. Should be a good game as Badger basketball gets going.
Yes, kicked off once again.
Looking forward to that.
Whatever.
Also wanted to mention that Three Bridges has a presentation about opioid addiction and resources going on today. It is happening from noon to 1:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Campus Auditorium over in Midstate. This is a free event that's open to all and available virtually via Microsoft Teams. There is a link if you want to reach out to them. You can find out more. To get that link, I encourage you to go to mstc.edu. You can find the link there. I just tried it this morning, and it was, you know, available. Encourage anybody who is interested in this to find out more. Anytime you see something with Three Bridges Recovery involved,
yes,
be an ally, learn more about it, and help our good friends over there do the incredible work that they are doing.
Great organization, indeed.
Got some other great stuff going on. Seth, you might know something about this one.
Oh, this one coming up on Saturday, you mean? We were talking a little chilly this morning on the Kitchens Open, and guess what? We've got a chilly supper coming at the Moravian Church this Saturday, everyone. Come and join us from 4 to 7 there. If you're 13 years of age or older, it's $8, 6 to 12. It's 4, under 5, 5 and under, I should say. It is free, but if you can't stay, that's okay. You can get a quart for carryout for only $8, everyone.
Ooh.
So if you don't have the time to stay, just come grab a bucket of it and take it with you and eat it in good health. But that's coming up on Saturday, everyone. That is the annual chili dinner coming up at the Moravian Church.
Mm-hmm. We have a blood drive coming up right around the corner, Laura.
Two of them, actually. On the 4th, that is tomorrow, at Grace Lutheran Church at 1531 Whitrock Avenue in Rapids, you can donate blood through the American Red Cross from 12:30 to 5:30. And then on the 6th, which would be Thursday, they have another one happening at the ODC from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at 1191 Huntington Avenue. You can check out both of those and all the other American Red Cross blood donation events in your area by visiting redcrossblood.org.
Nice.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. And we got about 4 minutes left of show. In that 4 minutes, I got a pair of tickets to give away.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We like to wrap up with good stories of the day. Not much better than giving things away. The brand new show from America's premier doo-wop group, The Doo-Wop Project, coming to town to doo-wopify us.
That's what they're doing.
I love that word.
This Thursday, November 6th at 7:30 over at the Performing Arts Center here in Wisconsin Rapids at 1801 16th Street South. This amazing, talented band is going to be coming to town right next to us. I mean, you're right here in town. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and check this out. Get your tickets at SaveOfTheArts.com. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Or give them a call, 715-424-2787. You can stop on by as well. Or call up right now and tell us your favorite doo-wop group or doo-wop song, any of the above.
Yeah, and then you'll get two tickets.
Get a job.
There's an option right there.
One of the cool things about these guys is that the taking like popular songs and doo-wopifying them, which is really cool. I love it that they do that.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
We are big fans of them. We are big fans of that style of music.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. More so than you might think, everybody. Keep listening.
Well, and they're a Broadway level talent. These are people who were
they know
on
what they're
Broadway
doing.
Singing songs like this. This is like their thing, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to getting these tickets in your hands, everyone. And I wanted to wrap up taking some time on some good stories from around the world and everything. Like this small dog who went missing from their family's home in Mississippi about 5 years ago and was reunited with her owners after turning up in Florida about 520 miles away.
Wow.
The dog is a Chihuahua and a Dachshund Hound mix named Penny. She was found 2 weeks ago dodging traffic on a city street. The person who found her had her microchip scanned, and her owners in Mississippi were called, and it's unclear how Penny made it to Florida.
However dogs do it, yeah, it's amazing sometimes.
All the more reason why it's important to have those microchips, everybody.
100%.
A Kenyan entrepreneur named Eli Savatavia designed an app that translates speech into sign language.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
It uses AI-powered 3D avatars, and he just won a major award for his innovation. He says, quote, think of it as Google Translate for sign language.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
That is really, that's very cool. Good use of AI, yeah.
Yep.
A 49-year-old grandma of three who is battling colon and kidney cancer walked the New York City Marathon this weekend.
Wow.
That's impressive.
49, grandma of three, battling two different types of cancer, and ran this marathon.
Wow.
Walked this marathon.
That's amazing.
It's spectacular.
Good for her. Wow.
All of our new hero is named Liz Healy, and she was a marathoner for years before her cancer diagnosis, and she was not about to let cancer stop her.
How about that? Excellent.
That's one of my new favorite people.
Yeah, fantastic
heroes.
Story.
appreciate her very much.
Mm-hmm.
A kid near Philadelphia is in the news because he got some serious smarts. The 9-year-old is named Aiden Wilkins, and he has skipped so many grades, he's already a sophomore in high school at the age of 9.
Wow.
Okay.
Show off. That's awesome.
That's an overachiever.
Awesome. He started, Doogie Howser, hold my beer. Yeah. He started talking, started taking neuroscience classes at a local college. He says he wants to be a pediatric neurosurgeon someday.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Aim high. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good job. That's an important job.
And a local news station in Minneapolis did a big story on two siblings named Susan and Jeffrey Bergman, who just graduated from high school this year. He's confined to a wheelchair, and she didn't want him to miss out on stuff, so she ran across country in high school for 4 years and brought him along for all of her races.
That's really cool.
She pushed him in his chair so he could be a part of it, and he also pushed him across the stage at graduation this spring.
Oh, man.
That's so cute.
That's a great sibling right there.
Yeah.
She's now running cross country at college and says she runs every race for him instead of with him.
With him, right, yeah.
She's studying to be a physician's assistant. And cool. Among all those things, this picture of her, she got a lot of.
Wow, look at
she
that.
She managed to win a lot pushing
lots of ribbons.
Him around.
Great
very
show
cool.
today, you two.
You too. You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.